So a very warm welcome to batch number two of Local News and Features. It's Tim and Uta. We've got four more headlines. Uta's headlines are...
Well, a biker is £1,800 out of pocket and he waits for the payout. And we have the council, which says sorry to Staffordshire History Centre.
Okay, my headlines are a popular band has come into Bet365 for first ever Stoke-on-Trent gig. And if you're curious and you don't want to wait to know, it's Boys Life, which is half of Boyzone. And huge haul of dodgy vapes seized as Stoke-on-Trent shopkeeper is in court. So we go over to Uta now, who's going to do the first story for us in batch two.
Well, the biker waits for his payout decision from the council. A biker has been left £1,800 out of pocket waiting for a decision on his pothole compensation claim, years after lodging his complaint. Richard Harriman Platt says he was returning home from work when he hit a crater on Ashbourne Road in Cheadle in April 2022. The 34-year-old security guard from Woolstanton says the pothole wrecked both of his bike's wheels. Now Richard has considered taking the matter to a small claims court. He said, "I was coming home from a shift at Alton Towers. Normally, I'd just ride straight across from the main entrance, but on this particular night, somebody said there'd been an accident up the road, so I went the other way and turned left out of the workers' entrance. I was riding along the 45 miles per hour zone and the next minute, boom, I hit this hole, and I mean a hole. The following morning I looked at my bike, both wheels were ruined. I'd only bought it around 12 months before. I went back to the road to look at the pothole on my other bike. In the daylight you could see it, but it was impossible to spot it at night. The road is black beyond belief, there is no lights there. I took pictures and reported the pothole. 3 years on, I've still not had anything back." Richard says his Staffordshire County Council claim has been riddled with delays. He says he had to send the same information four times and once even took matters into his own hands when he waited for 3 hours for a council HQ meeting that never happened. He added, "It's very frustrating that in almost 3 years I was no further along than when I first made the claim. I've just wanted my money. I don't want compensation or anything, just my damages. If they're not going to pay me, I want to know why. I've got a genuine case and I don't see any reason why I should be ignored. It's £1,800. To some people that might not be a lot of money, but to me it's the world. I feel like a little fish in a big pond. There's all these big people and they just don't care. Because I'm an average Joe Bloggs, they think they don't need to bother and that I'll just go away. It's beyond a joke." A council spokesman said, "We understand the importance of maintaining Staffordshire's highways in keeping all road users safe, which is why our teams inspect them regularly. Ashbourne Road in particular is inspected on a monthly basis. Our crews were made aware of some defects in the area in April 2022 and they were subsequently repaired within the required time period. If a pothole causes damage to a resident's vehicle, they have a right to make a claim for compensation. Compensation claims are, however, handled externally by our insurance, so we are unable to comment on an individual claim status. We want residents to continue to report potholes to us. We repaired more than 35,000 of them in the last year, and we are now investigating up to a further £15 million into our highways so we can fix even more. Over to you, Tim."
Okay, thank you for that. So, a bit of a music story for you now. And popular band is coming to Bet365 for the first ever gig in Stoke-on-Trent. And an internationally famous group are to play their first ever gig at the Bet365 Stadium. Boys Life will take to the stage as part of a series of summer events at Stoke City's ground, new outdoor fan zone, the Boothen Quarter. Fronted by Westlife's Brian McFadden and Boyzone's Keith Duffy, Boys Live will perform hits from both bands on Friday, May the 23rd. Meanwhile, noughties indie rock trailblazers The Twang, whose debut album in 2007 shot to number 3 in the UK charts and who have been hailed as a must-see live act ever since, will appear at the venue on Saturday, June the 21st. Both bands will be supported by acts local to the Stoke-on-Trent area. John Daly and a 90s naughty set from DJ Lauren May will precede Boys Live, and Lissy Taylor will be opening the show for The Twang. Tickets for both events are on sale now. Fans of both Boys Live, who are also coming to Hanley's Victoria Hall in 2026, and The Twang can secure their spots online at tickets.stokecityfc.com or by telephone, and this is 01782 367599. I'll repeat that for you. That's tickets.stokecityfc.com or by phone on 01782 367599. The £1.5 million fan zone, which opened at the start of the 2024-25 season, is the latest major investment in a five-year plan to improve infrastructure at the stadium and training ground. It has been set up behind the Boothin End, next to the car park, on the north side, and includes a semi-permanent main stage, big screen TV, food and drink outlets. A Stoke City spokesperson said the venue is heading into its debut summer, having been opened in August 2024, with the Festival of Entertainment set to include concerts, live football screenings, open-air cinema and a lot more. So over to Uta now, who's going to do her next story for us in batch number two.
Thank you to you. And here it is. Council says sorry to Staffordshire History Centre. Staffordshire History Centre's launch success has been crowned by welcoming its 5,000th visitor. But the ward councillor who represents the area said she was not invited to the official opening. TV presenter and historian Ruth Goodman joined centre staff, funders and invited guests to celebrate the new £8.7 million attraction in Stafford Town Centre following its opening to the public in November. Staffordshire County Council's chairman Phil Hewitt cut the ribbon to officially launch the centre at the event, but Stafford County Councillor Gillian Pardesi has questioned why she was not invited and received a public apology from Council leader Alan White. Speaking at the latest full county council meeting, Councillor Pardesi, who is standing down at May's county council election, said, "Staffordshire History Centre sits very proudly in my division in Stafford Central. It's a very impressive showcase of Staffordshire's history and a way of preserving it for future generations. I have several residents who have come up to me and told me how much they have enjoyed their visits there. For those who were invited to the official opening, I hope you all had a very nice time. I would like to know as to why I was not invited to the official opening." But Councillor Caroline Trowbridge, who is also standing down next month, said, "I've been a trustee of the William Salt Library and now the History Centre for the last 8 years. So sadly, I've had my very last trustee meeting. At that trustee meeting, I was asked, would I stay on as a trustee in my own right, which is so fantastic. I never once said, why wasn't I invited to the opening? I absolutely thank the chairman for doing his job as a chairman and representing us all at that opening." Councillor Anne Edgela, a former William Salt Library trustee and now part of a trust raising money for his history centre, said, "I'm not shouting about not being invited either. It wasn't political." Councillor Charlotte Atkins said, "My colleague, Councillor Pardesi, raises the issue of not being invited to the History Centre. I was invited to the opening of the new indoor market at Leek. It wouldn't have occurred to me that I wouldn't be invited because it's in my patch. I find it very odd that when something is in our or in your particular division, you're not invited. I would perhaps look to the chief executive to clarify exactly what is the established protocol for inviting councillors to an event which falls within their division." I believe also Councillor Asfar wasn't invited to the opening of Burton Library. I don't know if that's a coincidence. We all want to celebrate the opening of the History Centre. It's an amazing place, and I'm looking forward to spending some more time there. But it seems to me a basic courtesy that the local member should be invited. Please clarify, because it worries me, this is not just a coincidence that two Labour members have not been invited to events to their patches. The row arose as council members discussed the History Centre's success, which was described in the leader's statement. Councillor White said, although the History Centre only opened its doors in November, it has had already welcomed its 5,000th visitor. It really is fantastic to see the new centre reaching this milestone so soon after opening. It's wonderful to see families and young visitors in particular enjoying the centre, the interactive exhibits and learning more about fascinating history. The team have done a great job in telling the Staffordshire story and making our history so engaging, accessible and welcoming. It really is a must-visit destination for anyone interested in the region's history. Council Chairman Phil Hewitt asked fellow members to consider the opening of the History Centre as a celebration. It's a fantastic achievement for our county. Let's talk about that, he added. I'm sure if the Chief Executive wants to answer in writing, he will do that. If the Cabinet member wants to pick that up, I'm sure she will do that. But I'm not allowing this debate to be hijacked by something else. Councillor White did address the concerns raised by Councillor Atkins and Councillor Pardesi, however. He said, I will ensure that in future when events take place, local members get invited. There is a sort of protocol to do with county-wide assets and who gets invited to those, but notwithstanding that, we should make an amendment to make sure this doesn't happen again. Will you accept my apologies for the fact you weren't invited? I'm sorry and I'm sure we can make sure you do get a special visit so you can see what's going on there. Councillor Victoria Wilson, Cabinet Member for the Communities and Culture, said, we invited the mayors and the chairs of the 8 districts and borough councils. We didn't invite local members. We decided that as it is a county service, we invited members representing each council for Staffordshire and Stoke-on-Trent. So it's over to you now, Tim.
Okay, thank you. So my final story for you now in batch number 2 is huge haul of dodgy vapes are seized as Stoke-on-Trent shopkeeper is in court. A Stoke-on-Trent shopkeeper has avoided jail after he was caught selling dodgy packets of cigarettes and vapes. Haujan Mustafa, the owner of Longton International Mini Market at the time, was found selling illegal tobacco with a street value of just under £50,000. Trading Standards officers from Stoke-on-Trent City Council carried out the raid in November 2023 to tackle underage sales. An investigation found a vape sold to two 15-year-old volunteers contained three times the legal amount of nicotine. A second inspection found a large quantity of illegal vapes, tobacco and cigarettes behind the counter and in concealed storage areas that were then seized. Overall, the team seized 349 illegal disposable e-cigarettes, 57.8 kilograms of hand-rolling tobacco and 1,319 packets of illegal cigarettes, with a total genuine retail value of over £50,000. Mustafa pleaded guilty to all charges and has been sentenced by Stoke-on-Trent Crown Court to 8 months in custody, suspended for 18 months. He was also ordered to carry out 200 hours of unpaid work and £1,000 in costs. Speaking after the case, Councillor Amjid Wazir, AOBE, Cabinet Member for Pride, Enforcement and Sustainability, said the sale of illegal tobacco and vapes poses serious risks, particularly to children and young people. Our Trading Standards team worked tirelessly to remove illegal tobacco and vapes off the streets as we strive to create a cleaner, greener city and everybody feels safe and reduce health inequality. Our message is simple. If you choose to sell illegal tobacco or vapes in Stoke-on-Trent, you will face serious consequences. Anyone with concerns about illegal tobacco, vapes, underage sales or restricted products, such as knives, can contact Trading Standards on the hotline, which is 01782 23 8884, or you can visit stoke.gov.uk/tradingstandards, and that phone number again is 01782 23 8884.